The site is iwenttoashow.com, which in 2014, the Riverfront Times named the best music blog in St. Louis. Jess Luther started the site just about 6 years ago. Hi, Jess. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thanks for having me, Steve.
I want to say up front that I don't often see you here on the third floor of St. Louis Public Radio, but you do have a day job here.
It's true. I work on the second floor. I work in our fiscal and administration department as a business operations specialist.
I wish I had a clue as to what that was.
That means that I help out with HR things around the organization and also deal with some incoming gifts.
Mm-hmm. So this blog, is this, would you call it a hobby?
Oh, certainly it's a hobby. It was started in 2010, as you mentioned, and it came out of a conversation or a series of conversations with some local musicians in town, and we asked them, what is the most direct way that fans could help support your craft, right? And they said that, well, come to our shows, pay to get in, and buy our merchandise and our music directly from us, right?
That was the most direct way.
Yeah, no, it was a simple answer, but it provided sort of a roadmap for where we wanted to go with this fan appreciation site.
Uh-huh. Okay, you said we. 6 years ago, we.
Sure.
It was you. I think you were the main person behind it, but basically a small group of friends.
A small group of friends. A guy named Dave Baker, a friend of mine, started it with me, and we've added on a couple folks, and we also have some part-time contributors that help us out when they have something to share.
Well, why did you all decide it was something you wanted to do? Were you just a group that always went to concerts every weekend and that kind of thing?
That's how we met, actually. Yeah, that's how Dave and I met, is because we kept seeing each other at shows and introduced ourselves that way. And a friendship was formed around that hobby, which is going to live music events in town.
And did you ever expect to have any kind of success with it? Was that a surprise to you?
Have we had success? Yeah.
According to what I've read, you have.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun, and we are not professional music critics, but we are fans that are passionate about going to see shows.
You say you're not critics. I'm glad you mentioned that, because I want to clarify something. These aren't really reviews.
No, we try to. We think that the best thing that we can do, since we're fans and we're volunteers, is to provide information. And that means, here's who's playing where, or here's an interview with a local or touring band, or here's a show preview, meaning here's what you can expect if you come to this concert. And we want to let our followers decide on their own what they like. And that's been nice so far.
Well, today you're going to share some things, some musical selections that you've chosen that weren't important to you for one reason or another over the past year. What were the parameters you were looking at when you thought today what you wanted to share with us? Because you probably covered hundreds, thousands of different things. So how did you whittle that down to just a few?
It was a good year for local music, 2016. So what I did was I tried to pull from many different genres and choose some tracks from releases from this year that had a unique sound for one reason or another, or maybe, and also because these artists in particular provide really kinetic and exciting live music events.
Right. So these aren't cover bands.
No, this is original music that you're going to hear today. Mm-hmm. And again, it's all from this year. And this is just a small sample. St. Louis really put in work as far as their music scene this year. And we're proud to help amplify that.
The first one you've chosen is by a group called American Wrestlers. Tell me about them.
American Wrestlers is an indie rock band, and they're from St. Louis, and they're led by a gentleman named Gary McClure, but he actually comes to us from Scotland. So he came here to get married and to keep playing music, and he's married to one of his band members. And they put out an excellent release this year called Goodbye Terrible Youth, and it's a really big, atmospheric rock record, and it's their second release on Fat Possum Records, and I think it's a really exciting track.
Trying to cross the street. Why I've given up, waiting like a sun. That's the group American Wrestlers. We're talking to Jess Luther, who's behind the blog iwenttoashow.com. When you're listening to them, what are you thinking?
You know, I think that this record, Goodbye Terrible Youth, it's a little nostalgic, and I can't quite describe. I think everyone gets a different feeling from it, but this second record from American Wrestlers really is sort of a stepping stone into kind of a bigger sound and a louder sound, and I think that's what we get out of this, and it's great.
They had a release for their CD at Off-Broadway, wasn't it?
Yeah, they just had it on December 15th, and it was, I was lucky enough to be there, and it was a wonderful show, and for it being a bitterly cold night, a lot of folks showed up and really supported this hometown squad, so.
I think they've, not this year, but sometime in the past, they've been part of Lou Fest, haven't they?
Yeah, they put on, I like to think that Lou Fest was a big stepping stone for American Wrestlers as far as local recognition. They played a great set there in 2014 or 2015. Mm-hmm. It was really impressive.
Let's talk about Lou Fest for a second. One of the things you address on your blog is not just the music, but it's events like Lou Fest. Of course, Lou Fest has gone through some changes, new direction this past year, and I know it's grown over the years, so... I don't know. What have you said on your blog about Lou Fest in the past?
We've been to every Lou Fest since its inception, members of I Went to a Show. And yes, we've seen the different changes and the way that the festival has progressed. I think it's a treasure for our city. And this year, more so even than in the early years, the Lou Fest folks created a really nice local lineup. So that means that they featured, let's see, half a dozen local acts that played throughout the day and provided folks that might not normally go see St. Louis music shows an opportunity to taste some of the local flavor.
Do you want to mention a couple of them? Any come to mind?
Yeah. Illphonics is a hip-hop group from St. Louis that's had a really great year. They performed, and I didn't get to catch their set because I was off shooting photographs somewhere else, but I kept hearing wonderful things about their set. Another high-energy band that really gets the fans involved. And the Sleepy Rubies are an Americana folk duo, but they had an expanded lineup for Lou Fest. That was really neat to hear. They have they're two sisters that have these soaring harmonies, and it was neat to see those filled out on a big stage. So we had three great rock bands. Bruiser Queen is a garage rock duo that's expanded recently to a three-piece. They put on a categoristically awesome performance. They're just consistently great to see live. And then John Henry plays American rock and roll in the style of someone like Bruce Springsteen. So it was all kinds of great stuff this year. And Lou Fest, I think, was a pretty wild success.
Well, let's talk about another local group that caught your attention this last year, Adult Fur.
Yes, Adult Fur. And I'm a little embarrassed, Steve, I have to tell you that I'm just now diving into this record release from April.
Jess, why are you embarrassed?
Well, because it's so good. So Adult Fur is the moniker of Ryan McNeely. He is a composer and a multi-instrumentalist, and he put out a full-length record this year called Mew.
And I like kind of electronic music, and that's flavored in this, right?
Oh, man, yes. He got a start, I believe, as a composer of beats for other artists, and he really stepped out into his own with this record. But he uses collaborations to a great deal of success, and the song that we're going to hear is actually one such collaboration.
Saving grace, just saving face. We keep your pace with the human race. We all hold our breath when we out of space.
So we just heard Five featuring Mastermind. That's a track from Adult First 2016 release Mew. And if you notice, this song and the entire record has an electronic, sort of zippy and spacey feeling. But when you dig a little bit into Adult First songwriting, you'll find that this record addresses really serious issues of inequality, of, you know, other societal stuff that we're going through, especially in this year. So to me, the record feels really, really present.
Maybe it's just me, but often when I hear this type of music, I just hear the music and the words and the meaning kind of go past me. I wonder if that's how most people are.
Well, that's why I'm excited. I told you it was a late discovery for me in the year, so I'm really excited to spend more time with this album and dig more into the lyrics and the structure. And I did want to mention, if I might, that the vocalist on that track was Mastermind, and he is an MC from St. Louis, and he has also had a banner year
of some note. I was going to say,
And I've actually heard a feature on St. Louis public radio about Mastermind, and he put out an excellent EP called Cusp, and he is an artist, is someone that really epitomizes St. Louis hustle, and by that I mean he brings in his talented friends, his family, his fans, and together he works on his craft in a way that elevates everyone around him, and I think that's a really cool thing.
Your blog is iwenttoashow.com, and another festival that you've highlighted is one I have to admit I've never heard of, which probably doesn't mean anything, but the Whiskey War Festival, is it not an old festival, or what can you tell me about it?
Yeah, I'm excited. This is a good one to talk about. So the Whiskey War Festival is a local and touring band festival. It happens over one day each summer, and I don't know the exact number, but I think the fifth year was in 2016. And Whiskey War was started by the Manis brothers, Jake and Dave, who perform as the Manis brothers. They're a rock and roll duo. And what was interesting about this year is Whiskey War went from a St. Charles VFW hall, where they had the prior years, and moved to South Broadway Athletic Club in Soulard. So not only did the festival have a larger footprint, it was now located in the city where a lot of other, you know, local music events happen. So the attendance was really big. And again, it was one of those community events where everyone pitched in. You know, we had the Manis family members taking tickets and helping out with food and drink and all this stuff. So it was a really neat thing to see sort of the St. Louis community all pitch in to make this long, exhausting day work.
Uh-huh. Whiskey War, do you have any idea where that comes from or what that means?
I do know that they have a whiskey brand sponsor, but I don't know where Whiskey War actually came from. That's something I need to ask them.
Look into that.
I'd like
to know more about that later. And now we want to take a look at a group that does dance music. This is Middle Class Fashion.
Yeah, Middle Class Fashion. So this year, Middle Class Fashion put out their third full-length record, and it was appropriately titled 3. And we are going to hear a pop track called 86, and I think it really demonstrates Middle Class's movement towards a dark, poppy sound, and I think you guys will enjoy it.
Oh, 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 staying in the shape of your ghost. Oh, 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 I try to keep you real close. Defending what I'm after makes me cold.
We're talking with Jess Luther, whose blog takes a look at St. Louis music scene, live music scene. And this was Middle Class Fashion. I like it.
Yeah. So I chose that track from this record because it reveals sort of a evolving middle-class fashion. So I mentioned earlier that this band has put out 3 records, but I think that they'll have a lot more. And I say that because the band leader, the main songwriter and singer, Jen Malzone, is a very busy writer. She's mentioned to me and others that she has albums worth of material. And as you can tell, her songwriting is strong, and her band together has put together really nice dark pop compositions.
Jess, I'm curious, because I really don't know. Do all these, the local groups, do most of them perform a lot, like live in local clubs, or do some of them, is it mostly just in the recording studio?
That's a good question. I would say that it depends on what the band's ultimate goal is. So some bands that you would talk to would say that there's a benefit to not playing out very much. And that means that you can expect larger attendance, right, if you play 6 shows a year rather than 20 shows a year. But other bands find that it's advantageous to have a, you know, sort of a regular check-in at a local venue to play, make sure they're playing out every month or something. And I think that just depends on what your goal is as a band. A lot of them find that they have success foregoing a lot of local shows and going on the road. It's, you know, I think it depends on the time, what their day jobs are, and those types of things. So.
And personality and temperament, would there be some people that just maybe would prefer to stay in studio just because?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think that depends on, yeah, what type of band you have. If there's a band that's really technical, that relies on a studio and a certain amount of focus and precision, then I would say that certainly they'd benefit from spending more time in the studio.
Would that be like a dance band, electronic, like Middle Class Fashion?
Middle Class Fashion has a pretty good balance of, you know, putting out recorded work and spending time in studio, and then also going out and playing headlining shows and also supporting their other, you know, band friends at their own shows. So
let's hear music from another group. I think these guys are relatively new to the scene. River Kittens?
Yeah, the River Kittens, after playing live shows for a year or more, ended up releasing their debut EP, which is something that a lot of their fans were looking forward to, myself included. They are a trio at their core, so they occasionally have some other players with them, but they're a female trio, and we're going to hear Trouble.
And we're talking today to Jess Luther from IWentToAShow.com, and that group is the River Kittens, a St. Louis group. And Jess, I think you've described them as like fun but not cute. What do you mean by that?
Well, by that I mean, and you got a little taste of it in that song Trouble, which is the lead track off their self-titled debut EP. But yeah, they're 3 younger women who have these, you know, really nice tight harmonies, and I think that there is a risk whenever you see, you know, an all-lady band or a trio like this, especially a folk trio, to look at them as cute or something like that. And their songs, when you listen to them, have quite a bite. So it kind of takes what is traditional folk music and flips it on its head a little, and that's why I find them so captivating.
Well, Jess, I don't pretend to know a lot about the local music scene, but to an outside observer like me, it seems like it's really healthy and vital in St. Louis. How would you describe it?
I think that we're a recovering flyover city. So something about something that I heard when I first started, you know, taking on local music show attendance as a hobby, I heard a lot that, you know, we can't get certain bands to come here because there isn't enough venues or there isn't enough support. In the last 5 years, I have seen venue owners and talent buyers and bands step up and make this music scene in St. Louis something to be really proud of and to take elsewhere and share with other people.
So you're thinking there are more exciting times ahead even?
Yeah, I think 2017 is going to be a wonderful year.
Well, we're going to go out with a group called Loose Screws. What can you tell us about them and what are we going to hear?
Loose Screws is the moniker of Damon Davis, and he's actually the founder of Farfetched. They're a record label out of St. Louis, and each year they release a compilation disc, and we are going to hear something from Prologue 5, which is 2016's compilation.
One final question before we get to that, though. What are you looking forward to coming up? Anything over the holiday season or next year, a music event or something that you're really excited about?
Yeah, so actually on Thursday, December 29th, Bruiser Queen, who we mentioned earlier, is throwing a holiday show at Del Mar Hall. Del Mar Hall is right next to the Pageant, and it is a brand new, beautiful music venue that opened. So I think that Bruiser Queen's excited to be playing that space, and it's a big open room and very welcoming. So that would be something to definitely look forward to as we close out 2016.
Well, Jess, I love the blog. Thanks for doing it and keeping us up to date on things. Continued success and have a great holiday season.
Same to you, Steve. Thanks.
And we'll close out this segment with Loose Screws.
That's Loose Screws' song called City of God. And that was Jess Luther of IWentToAShow.com talking with contributor Steve Potter. Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.